this morning. I want to preference a little bit today the message. Pastor Rigoberto's waiting on me to hand him the driving the reins. But I tried to do something a little different this time, and it may get me in trouble, you know. I got one sermon in total and one in total Spanish and a little gibberish written under it. So I'm going to start with one, and if I have to change horses in the middle of the stream, as they say in Georgia, I might get wet. But I want to encourage that I've prayed over this sermon with Pastor Rigoberto and worked on it, that today is not by chance that we are doing a sermon translated in Spanish. I don't believe the God who sent His Son to seek and save the lost works by chance, but He works on purpose. So it'll be a slower message. The English will be very simple. And let's trust the Holy Spirit to take the words of this message, not as we're just sitting in and doing this for someone else, but that it's intentional today, the gospel, in a much simpler form and a little bit different style is God's plan for today. Con eso, estamos en acuerdo, ¿no? Okay, bueno. I said, we're in agreement. He said, yes. So we're good. So, la suya.
Bueno, buenos días, good morning. Para mí es un privilegio compartir la palabra de Dios. Y tengo que confesar que una mascarilla siempre me recuerda cuando soy médico y estaba en los quirófanos. Y es una cosa bien divertida. Okay.
It's good to be with you here this morning. It's a privilege. And... That'll do.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Today, hoy, quiero compartirles el mensaje de Hillshire Congregación Vasos de Barro.
Today, we're going to share this message, and the title of it is Congregation of Clay Jars.
El mensaje invalorable de la salvación en Jesucristo ha sido confiado por Dios a personas frágiles y falibles, vasos de barro.
The invaluable message of salvation in Jesus Christ has been entrusted by God to fragile and fallible persons, peoples, earthen vessels like you and I.
Y que podamos ser siervos y obreros de Jesucristo.
And God did this so that we might be servants and workers with Jesus Christ in the field of harvest.
El enfoque del apóstol Pablo, sin embargo, no era en los envases perecederos, sino en el valioso contenido.
But the point of Apostle Paul in this message is not in the perishable package that this invaluable treasure has been put in, but in the valuable content.
El mensaje libertador de Jesucristo, y que aún siendo débiles, Dios nos usa para difundir las buenas nuevas y nos da poder para cumplir con la obra.
And the content of this valuable message that's been put in these jars of clay is the liberating message of Jesus Christ. And even if we are weak, God uses to spread the good news and give the power and gives us the power to work.
Nuestro lema es glorificando a Dios a través de vidas transformadas por el poderoso mensaje de Jesucristo, libertador y redentor.
As many of us know, the motto of the Hills Church is glorifying God through transformed lives and by the powerful message of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer.
La pandemia del COVID-19 nos ha puesto en evidencia muchas de nuestras debilidades y también algunas fortalezas.
The COVID-19, the pandemic, has shown us many of our weaknesses, but also our strengths.
Es saludable recordar el tema Congregación Vasos de Barro, y vale traer al presente el mensaje del profeta Amós, quien llamó la atención de la nación de Israel, Reino del Norte.
It is good to be mindful of this theme because we are a congregation of clay jars, of earthen vessels, right? And we need to remember this as we move forward And we can learn a lot also from the message of Amos, who caught the attention, got the attention of Israel, the northern kingdom.
Todos los líderes de ese momento y junto al pueblo eran optimistas, estaban alegres, confiados.
And all the leaders of this time, this is from the book of Amos, and he's preaching the northern kingdom. All the leaders were joyful and happy.
Pues la situación económica estaba en su esplendor. Estaban muy felices, excepto los pobres y los oprimidos.
And they were happy because the economic situation was good. The leaders of Israel, they were good. Things were going well. It was very good. They were happy. Everybody was happy except the poor and the oppressed.
Con todo el lujo y las comodidades, llegó la autosuficiencia y su falso sentimiento de seguridad.
And this is the warning of Amos, and for us to reflect on even today, with the luxury and the comforts that were there came self-sufficiency and feelings of false feelings of security.
La prosperidad trajo corrupción y destrucción.
The prosperity of the time brought corruption and destruction.
Lo anterior no es un análisis político o económico. Son realidades relatadas en el libro del profeta Amós y nos ayudará en estos tiempos reflexionarlas.
This message of Amos that we read from the Old Testament is not an economic opinion or a political opinion that is being given then or now, but it is a reality in the book of Amos that will help us today as we reflect on God's word even from the Old Testament.
Es hermoso saber que aun cuando somos vasos de barro, Jesucristo, Dios Todopoderoso, se está glorificando a través de nuestras vidas.
It is beautiful to know that even though we are jars of clay or clay jars, Jesus Christ, God Almighty, is being glorified through our lives. Think about that just a minute. Think about what God has done. Clay jars with a valuable treasure.
Con el trabajo ministerial que hacemos, barrer, trapear, dar dinero, visitar, evangelizar y más cosas.
With the ministries we do as a church, from sweeping to mopping, giving money, our tithes and offering, making visits, doing evangelistic work, doing mission work.
Usted está haciendo, como dice San Mateo capítulo 5, versículos 13 y 14, vosotros sois la sal de la tierra, vosotros sois la luz del mundo.
Remembering that as we do these ministries, we are being what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world.
Recordemos, no somos la azúcar para endulzar y no inquietar, ni tampoco luz tenue para oscurecer el santo evangelio de Jesucristo.
I'm going to add an ad lib in here. I really like the way this came out in Spanish. Listen to this. Remember, we're not called to be sugar, right? To sweeten up things or to never make a disturbance. But la luz también?
Yes.
Okay. And we are not to be faint or dim light. We're called to be light, not faint and dim, obscuring the clear message of Jesus Christ. That really stood out to me. We're not sugar.
Debemos,
always be sweet.
Perdón.
Es un buen mensaje que predicaste usted ahora.
Debemos ser una congregación valiente, fuerte
Amen.
Y honesta yeah. para que nuestra prédica lleve el sello de aprobación del
Amen.
Espíritu del Señor Jesucristo.
We are called to be a congregation, even though we are clays of jar, earthen vessels, to be courageous, strong, and honest, so that the preaching, the teaching, the sharing of God's word will have the seal of approval of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord.
Un segundo aspecto del mensaje es la estructura de los vasos de barro. El barro se define de varias formas, pero ninguna de calidad consistente, fuerte.
So let's consider a minute the consistency. What clay is made out of? There's several different ways to define clay, but it never in any of its definitions has is a consistent quality, or nor is it strong.
Algunas definiciones Es una mezcla de tierra y agua, en especial la que se forma en las calles cuando llueve, o arcilla utilizada por los alfareros.
You can find many definitions, but simply one form of clay is like just dirt and water mixed together that we are finding at the end of our streets or in our yard right now. Other type is a Artesian clay that potters use.
Es sumamente importante que todos los cristianos tengamos o poseamos la idea que no nos predicamos a nosotros mismos.
Remembering that clay is not strong in itself. It's very important, therefore, that we as Christians understand that we are never preaching about ourselves, but only Jesus Christ, the Lord, Redeemer, our Savior.
Sino a Jesucristo, como el Señor Redentor y Libertador, y nosotros solo somos siervos y obreros de Jesucristo.
We must continue to preach the gospel of salvation of our Redeemer and our Savior, and we are only workers alongside of Him. We must always remember to lift the Lord up in His salvation.
Como decía el apóstol Pablo a los filipenses, y esto también vale para nosotros actualmente, Filipenses capítulo 3, 7 y 8, pero cuantas cosas eran para mi ganancia, las he estimado como pérdida por amor de Jesucristo.
As the Apostle Paul says in Philippians, it also applies to us today. Listen to this verse from Philippians. Whatever things were for my gain, I have counted them a loss for Christ's sake, and I still consider them a loss for the excellence of knowing Jesus Christ.
Y ciertamente aún estimo todas las cosas como pérdida por la excelencia del conocimiento de Cristo Jesús, mi Señor.
I count everything a loss for His sake. I counted a loss, I counted all a rubbish to gain Christ.
Por amor del cual lo he perdido todo y lo tengo por basura para ganar a Cristo.
For Christ I have lost all things and count them rubbish to win Christ.
Estos vasos de barro que somos nosotros podemos pasar por toda una cadena de situaciones difíciles.
These clay jars that we are and that we're talking about, but now we're talking about ourselves, we can all go through a whole chain of difficult situations.
Tales como tribulaciones, apuros, persecuciones y hasta ser derribados, que no son poca cosa.
Difficult situations like tribulations, troubles, persecutions, and even disasters. And none of these are something small.
Pero Dios, que es grande en misericordia, nos ha protegido de no sufrir angustias, desesperaciones, desamparos y hasta la destrucción completa.
And He told us we would pass through these difficulties. They would be a part of our life. But God, who is great in mercy, has promised to protect us from the suffering that could be called terrifying anguish or despair, helplessness, or complete destruction.
Recordemos que la presencia de Dios en nuestros cuerpos es poder. Consideremos cuatro cosas.
Let's remember that God's presence in our lives, this is so important. Let's remember as believers, God's presence in our lives, our bodies of earth, jars of clay, is power. Him, God in us is the power.
Número uno, es el poder para convertirnos y transformarnos en nuevas criaturas.
We're going to consider four things now about the power of God that's in our lives. Number one, it is the power to change us, to transform us into new creatures.
Segunda Corintios 5:17, de modo que si alguno está en Cristo, nueva criatura es. Las cosas viejas pasaron, he aquí todas son hechas nuevas.
In 2 Corinthians 5:17 it says, so if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature.
Número dos, es el poder para convertirnos y transformarnos en hombres y mujeres nuevos, nuevas personas.
The power of God that is in our lives, our bodies as clays of jars, is the power to transform us into new people.
Efesios 4:24 dice, y vestíos del nuevo hombre, creado según Dios en la justicia y la santidad de la verdad.
Philippians 4, verse 24 says, put on the new self, created in the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. And I want to throw this in, the newness of being born again in Jesus reflects outwardly in the new inner likeness of God's holiness in our lives, in our daily living. The inward change of God that is in us, and though we are clays of jar, is the power is to give us his divine nature.
Segunda Pedro, capítulo 1, verso 4, dice, por medio de las cuales nos ha dado preciosas y grandísimas promesas para que por ellas llegases a ser participantes de la naturaleza divina.
Amen. And this power of God is the second Peter verse 1 through 4 says, by which he has given us his precious and great promises, that by them you might become participants of his divine nature.
Habiendo huido de la corrupción que hay en el mundo a causa de las concupiscencias, las pasiones.
Having fled, it kind of reminds you of putting on our part in it, having fled the corruption that is in the world because of the lust, the greed, and the passion. This power of God makes sinners into saints, not sinless, but people who sin less.
Número cuatro. Es el poder para darnos vida, tanto vida abundante como vida eterna.
The power of God that is in us, though we are jars of clay, is the power to give us life, abundant life, eternal life.
San Juan 10:10 dice, el ladrón no viene sino para hurtar y matar y destruir. Yo he venido para que tengan vida. Amen. Y para que la tengan en abundancia.
Jesus says, the thief has come only to steal, to kill and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and have it in abundance. Life will never be more abundant than the completeness of eternal life that the power and the person of Jesus Christ gives us, though we are jars of clay.
Comparto un pensamiento. Ninguna persona puede disputar su mortalidad.
Amen.
Porque ninguna persona puede convertirse y transformarse a sí mismo en un ser eterno.
A thought. The truth of it is, no person can deny their mortality because no person can become or transform themselves into an eternal being.
En el Salmo 89:48 leemos, ¿qué hombre vivirá y no verá muerte? ¿Librará su vida del poder del Seol?
Psalms 89:48 says, what man will live and not see death? Will you be able to free yourself from the power of Sheol, which is lostness?
Recordemos el pasaje bíblico en el cual estamos basando el mensaje, Congregación Vasos de Barro.
We're going to look now at a biblical passage on which this message is based on, that we are a congregation of clay jars, clay pots.
Segunda Corintios capítulo 4, versículos 5 al 10, porque no nos predicamos a nosotros mismos, sino a Jesucristo como Señor, y a nosotros como vuestros siervos por amor de Dios.
If you have your Bible, we're going to be looking at now 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 1 through 5 through 10. I didn't get it to our men to put up there the complete verse, so it won't be on your screen, but it's 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 5 through 10. And we're going to go through these verses. Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5 says, because we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus our Lord.
Verso 6. Porque Dios que mandó que de las tinieblas resplandeciese la luz es el que resplandeció en nuestros corazones.
Verse 5 finishes. It says, we don't preach ourselves, but Jesus our Lord, and ourselves being his servant. Verse 6 says, For God, who commanded the light should shine from the darkness, has shone in our hearts
para iluminación del conocimiento la gloria de Dios en la faz de Jesucristo.
Amen. Has shone into our hearts for to enlighten us, the enlightening of us in the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Verso 7. Pero tenemos este tesoro,
Amen.
Que es el Evangelio libertador de Jesucristo, en vasos de barro, nuestros cuerpos, para que la excelencia del poder sea de Dios y no de nosotros.
This knowledge of God, the glory of God that we've seen in the face of Jesus Christ, in verse 7 says, this is the treasure, the gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ in jars. Our bodies are the jars of clay.
Versículo 8, que estamos atribulados en todo, mas no angustiados, en apuros, mas no desesperados.
This marvelous treasure, the glory of God that we've come to see in the face of Jesus Christ is in our jars of clay, our bodies, so that the excellent power, this incredible power, that everybody can see it is from God and not us. And verse 8 says, though we are troubled in every way, in spite of all this power, we are troubled in every way, we are not crushed.
En el versículo 9, perseguidos, mas no desamparados, derribados, pero no destruidos.
Verse 8 finishes and said, we are not crushed, we're perplexed, but not driven to despair. Verse 9 says, we're persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed.
Versículo 10, llevando en el cuerpo siempre por todas partes la muerte de Jesús.
And verse 10 says, always carrying in the body of the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our bodies.
Para que también la vida de Jesús se manifieste en nuestros cuerpos. Ya dicho.
Amen. See, I already said it. That the glory of God would be manifested in our bodies, though we are jars of clay, the glory of God that we have come to know in the face of Jesus.
Tercera situación de este mensaje, la escalera de la victoria.
Now we want to notice four situations we want to look at the progression towards victory that's mentioned in this verse. The progression of moving and living victoriously with the power of God in these vessels.
Número uno, atribulados, mas no angustiados. Los cristianos enfrentamos todo tipo de problemas y situaciones difíciles en la vida.
Right, that being troubled, but not crushed, that we see in these verses. Christians face all kinds of problems in difficult situations. That's a fact. It's written down in Scripture. To be a Christian doesn't mean you come out from and never have problems. It says Christians will have all kinds of difficulties.
Atribulados, es decir, presionados, exprimidos, oprimidos, constreñidos, forzados.
We will face situations that cause us to be troubled and afflicted. And that idea there is to be pressed, to be squeezed, oppressed, constrained, and forced.
Angustiado significa mantenerse en un lugar estrecho y apretado, estar bien aplastado.
Not only troubled, but to be distressed, perplexed. And that means being in an ever-tightening place where you feel like you're going to be crushed.
Recordemos que la presencia y el poder de Dios está dentro de nosotros. Dios jamás nos abandona.
Remembering, God has said we would pass through these times, but remembering the presence and the power of God in us, clay jars.
Esto de estar atribulados, mas no angustiados, es como si una carga pesada nos estuviera presionando y estuviera a punto de aplastarnos.
But God will never abandon us. The idea of being troubled but not crushed is like having a heavy load pressing down on us, about to I like the Spanish word, plastarnos, crush us down.
Pero luego Dios entra en acción y nos salva de la angustia y de la presión.
But right before we're crushed, God comes into play and saves us from anguish and debilitating pressure. That's the promise.
Segundo aspecto, en apuros, mas no desesperados. Los cristianos podemos estar en apuros, pero el poder de Dios nos sale de la desesperación.
We're told we'll have troubles, and but we won't be in the despairing.
En apuros quiere decir estar sin saber qué hacer, estar en duda, no conocer.
Christians will have trouble, but the power of God saves us from despair, hopeless, uncertainty. In trouble, the word idea of in trouble means that to be without knowing what to do, to doubt, not know, wondering what to, which way to go, which way to take, and to do what, to say what. That's the idea of being having trouble.
Preguntándose qué camino tomar, qué hacer, qué decir.
Which way should we go? Complexity, perplexity about what to do. Has that ever happened to you? Yes, as believers, we have those occasions.
La desesperación quiere decir estar sin esperanza, no tener confianza ni garantía, no tener sentido alguno de seguridad.
But though we have trouble, we do not reach being in despair. Despair means being hopeless, having no confidence or guarantee, not having any sense of security.
En ocasiones las situaciones se vuelven tan desconcertantes que se siente casi frustrado y la amenaza de la desesperación se hace presente.
Amen. Sometimes situations become, even for believers, so troublesome that we become frustrated, and the threat of despair becomes very real and very heavy.
Existe el peligro de que se derrumbe la confianza y la seguridad.
In those moments where there is a danger that all confidence and security will collapse.
Pero nuevamente la presencia y el poder de Dios dan el pie al frente y nos salvan de la desesperación.
Again, though, this message speaks to us about the power of God that is present in these jars of clay. God's presence and God's power steps forward and saves us from debilitating despair and hopelessness.
Tercera situación, perseguidos mas no desamparados. A los cristianos nos puede tocar ocasiones y sufrir resistencias u oposiciones fuertes y severas.
This verse spoke of being persecuted but not helpless. As Christians, we face all kinds of occasions to suffer strong and severe opposition.
Esta oposición fuerte y severa puede tomar la forma de ridículos, aislamientos, martirio, burlas.
This strong and severe opposition can take the form of ridicule, isolation, being a martyr, mockery.
Crítica, abandono, mofa, amenazas, confrontación, maltrato, calumnia, descuido, encarcelamientos, ignorancia, censura.
Criticism can be a form of this opposition, imprisonment even, censorship. All these things speak of the being persecuted.
Sin embargo, Dios nunca renuncia, no huye ni abandona a sus siervos.
Even though we may experience the censorship and all these different forms of persecution, God never deserts and never flees nor abandons his servants.
Recordemos el Salmo 23:1, Jesucristo es nuestro pastor y nada nos faltará.
Remembering what we have heard, the message from Pastor Dennis, and we read in Psalms 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I will lack nothing.
Cuarta situación, derribados pero no destruidos. Derribado significa golpeado, abatido o tumbado.
The fourth situation, the idea that we have in this verse is being cast down but not destroyed. The idea of being cast down means be beaten or thrown down. Desperation or depression caused by emotional, physical, spiritual realities.
Destruido significa perecer, morir, eliminar, es una pérdida irreparable.
Destroyed carries the idea of to feel finished up. It means to feel the sense of perishing or being unable to complete or do or irreparable loss.
El teólogo William Barclay decía, la característica suprema del cristiano no es que no caiga, sino que cada vez que caiga, se levante nuevamente.
With this treasure of salvation in earthen jars, William Barclay, a commentator, says this and says it very succinctly. Let me... Okay. Dale. Yep.
No es que nunca sea abatido, sino que nunca sea completamente derrotado. Repito esta parte. Uh-huh. No es que nunca sea abatido, sino que nunca sea completamente derrotado.
William Barclay writes this, the supreme and unique characteristic of the Christian is not that he does not fall, but that every time he falls, he rises again.
En la conclusión de este mensaje, versículo 10, llevando en el cuerpo siempre por todas partes la muerte de Jesús.
Finishing the statement of Barclay says, it's not that we never have struggles, but that we're never completely defeated. And then verse 10 brings us to conclusion as we read, always carrying in the body everywhere the death of Jesus Christ, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies.
Okay, para que también la vida de Jesús se manifieste en nuestros cuerpos.
Amén.
Concluimos que somos una congregación vasos de barro y anhelamos profundamente ser dignos representantes de Jesucristo libertador y redentor.
In conclusion, as we bring this to a close, we're being reminded today of something very important. We are nothing less or nothing more than jars of clay filled with a wonderful treasure.
No nos cansemos de hacer el bien y recordemos que todo lo que sembramos cosechamos.
We are deeply long as a congregation to be representatives of Jesus Christ and his redeem as our Redeemer. And let us not grow tired of doing good. Let's be encouraged. We're clays of jar, let's just admit it. We're jar clays with a treasure in it. And remember, though, this promise that for everything that we sow, there will be a harvest.
Procuremos vivir lo que dijo Dios a Josué en capítulo 1, verso 9. Mira que te mando que te esfuerces y sea valiente.
We remember this day, and let's take this with us as we think about the power of God in our lives, though we are earthen vessels. Yes, we want to seek and to live God, live what God said to Joshua in the book of Joshua, verse 1 and 9.
No temas ni desmayes, porque Jehová tu Dios estará contigo en donde quiera que vayas.
Look, have I not commanded you to be strong and be valiant, courageous? Fear not, faint not.
Permítame levantar una oración en español.
Amén.
Padre Celestial, te damos gracias por la vida. Te damos gracias por ser vasos de barro, pero tu poder nos levanta y nos levanta. Señor, en esta congregación glorifíquese. Y si alguna persona está pasando ahora mismo momentos difíciles, Señor, susténtale, ayúdale. Que tu Santo Espíritu le motive a seguir adelante con la lectura de la palabra, el escudriñar, el orar y el compartir, el reunirse, el congregarse. Señor, nada de lo que estamos viviendo Amén. Nos detenga. Amén. Nada de lo que estamos pasando nos detenga, sino que sabemos que en todas estas cosas nosotros, tú nos haces más que vencedores. Señor, por favor, glorifíquese en nuestras vidas. Levante al caído, Amén. Fortalezca al que está caminando y también al caído. Amén. Y Señor, confiamos de que tú vas adelante abriendo camino, abriendo espacios Amén. Para que nosotros caminemos en victoria. Amén. Aprovecho a levantar oración por gente que esté enferma, por los matrimonios que estén pasando dificultades o por aquellos que estén felices, que lo puedan seguir siendo. Amén. Y Señor, tenga misericordia de todos los pueblos del mundo que ahora mismo vivimos pandemias, guerras, pobrezas y más cosas. Señor, todo esto lo hemos clamado en el nombre de nuestro Salvador y Señor Jesucristo. Aleluya. Amén. y amén. Please, Pastor.
Amen. Before I close in a word of prayer, I want to read this the entire scripture, chapter 4, verses 5 through 10. But it's so true, is it not, that the COVID-19 has reminded us that we are clay jars, jars of clay. And the power of God in us, the transforming work of God, He's done that on purpose. We are full of faults, cracks, chips. But in spite of that, He has chosen that through that our weakness, that He might be honored and glorified. As we're transformed from the inside, on the outside, we're still clay pots. But that transforming work that God does is to encourage us as we come out of COVID-19 and we are given opportunities to work in the harvest, that God might display His power through us as a congregation of clay jars. Let me read in closing. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5 through 10. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. Verse 6, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure, this wonderful treasure, in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God, not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in us the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus might be revealed in our bodies. May it be so, Father, in the name of Jesus, whom we lift our praise and worship to. Amen.